Hello guys, you are on the channel named KTU, Know the Unknown, with Dr. Apurva Shukla. In this series of episodes, we will learn some successful advice, authenticated facts and researches revealing further knowledge aspirants in English as well as in Hindi to touch the mind with a great heart. Today, we will talk about when, what and why to start. In the beginning, when I started this journey of writing and clipping, I was really very confused from which topic I should start to podcast. I tried to turn my mind as a whole, but no single effective idea was coming to me. Then I thought, why not to start with this topic only? When, what, and why to start? Basically, I started podcasting in 2018, but there were only 2 uploads from my side and got not much fame because of my few efforts only, of course. And now, today, I have started this again, which will be continued forever, for sure. But the question remains the same. What I'll be sharing with you guys, when I'll upload a new episode and why I return to this journey after a long break? Firstly, I'll focus more on the sharing part with you after every regular time interval. We'll have discussion about current affairs, world economy, Indian national economy, share market, finance, research, work, job, grabbing, opportunities, space, science, arts, culture, management, computer, history, polity, sports, entertainment and whatnot. Everything. To be noted, everything will be covered as per the scenario which will be placed at the time of our phonic meeting. But today, I'll talk about what to start, when and why, as I was also very confused about. Actually, I was giving boosters to myself every day initially that I'll prepare one topic and then I'll record and upload it. Then it changed to alternate days, then weekends, months, and today more than 2 years. So it seems very easy that somebody is so successful in his life, but have you ever thought how much time he has spent on reaching that level? He must have started from somewhere, right? The success is nothing. It's just a combination of so much failure attempts. But for that, we have to decide that today I'll do the thing for sure, otherwise I'll keep sleeping. Before the day, I could sleep very easily and dream too. But as I saw a picture of Ronaldo with his wife and children enjoying a luxury lifestyle, I thought how much money he would be having to own a private jet, a house bigger than a palace, a billionaire tagline as the first footballer in history, and a cool personal website with blogs. I just searched on Google and found that Cristiano Ronaldo started practicing when he was just 14. 1-4. We all must be aware about his success and feel jealous. Even. Moreover, most of us would call it destiny. Destiny? Don't you find any single effort of him in his own success? Actually, till date, he practices at least 3 hours a day from Monday to Friday. Incredible, isn't it? So as coming back to the point, there is always a great time to start or restart anything, because something to start is to start. So according to me, don't start today, start right now. Talking about what, as we want to start something, but we are so confused what to start, then just let the flow goes out. Imagine where you can fit yourself very easily, be it personality, science, psychology, physics, maths, music, religious activities, business, inspiration and so on. Just start practicing one of them. Even if you are still not convinced, rather confused, pick any random topic and try to get involved. Your inner interest and outer efforts will loudly inform you whether you should carry on the subject or not. And yes, this is I'm talking about the subject where you can grow more, mind it. Lastly, but one of the most significant questions, why to start? It's not as simple as it seems. Let us take one example. If you are a graduate but not doing job or business and sitting ideally at home, what will be done with your degree and studies? It's just a piece of paper, right? But once you start using and implementing your education towards a nice way, then it can be worthy enough. Can't it be? Little off the track example, yeah? Alright, then answer me a question. How will you be an expert? By practicing, I guess. And how much practice is required to be an expert? Well, it depends upon our personal behavior and attributes. Some may need merely a month, while some will require more than a year. But here, one thing is common, and that is that everybody must start practicing at some point of time. So to be an expert, be conscious, which leads you to be worthy enough for yourself and others as well. And if you want to be successful, rather I would say to be an example for someone, just start practicing. And I hope now you can relate to the actual question, why to start something, can't you? In conclusion, don't focus on being the best. Just start practicing and try to continue till being converted as hobby and passion. Then your hobby and passion will reach you to the success in being the best. And one day, you'd be the first for something who has started a trend with what, when, and why to start.